Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of October 11th with its special feature on the top 100 chemical distributors. And later in the broadcast, Global Editor Joe Chang will join us to provide more details about this comprehensive look at the regional leaders in chemical distribution. Also in this issue, we'll find articles taking a look at the recently concluded European Petrochemical Association meeting. The results of the ICIS Innovation Awards for 2010 are revealed, and of the 15 shortlisted entries for this year's competition, four emerged triumphant, with India's Tata Chemicals taking the top spot overall. BASF plans expansions for its facilities in Nanjing, China. Brazilian ethanol prices increase as supply remains tight. And I contributed an article looking at how increasing prices for polystyrene feedstocks are driving the resins prices upward. While global growth for styrene derivatives is expected to grow at 3-4% in 2011, high demand and a reduced supply of feedstocks are expected to work together to keep prices high. Styrene monomer prices are moving higher, so it is reasonable for resin prices to trend up, said an acrylonitrile butadiene styrene producer to ICIS. Make sure to pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. And now, let's sit down with Global Editor Joe Chang and take a look at our special feature on the top 100 chemical distributors. So Joe, ICIS Chemical Business Magazine has revealed the ICIS top 100 chemical distributors with rankings based on 2009 sales. Who are the world's leading players in distribution?
Well, we are very pleased to introduce the ICIS top 100 chemical distributors, a listing of the world's leading companies serving buyers of chemicals. At the top of the list is Germany's Brenntag, with $9.2 billion in 2009 sales, followed by U.S.-based companies Univar with $7.2 billion and Ashland Distribution with $3.0 billion. The ICIS Top 100 Chemical Distributors is a global listing, including leaders in North America, Latin America, Europe, and the Middle East and Africa. However, regional leaders from North America, Europe, and Latin America are broken out as well. Local currencies were converted to U.S. dollars based on exchange rates on December 31, 2009.
Who are some of the leaders in Latin America and the Middle East?
Well, in Latin America, Brazil's Quantique led with $389 million in sales, followed by Brazil's M. Kassab with $328 million, and Mexico's Grupo Poteca with $191 million. In the Middle East and Africa, we had South Africa's Protea Chemicals with $608 million in sales, and Saudi Arabia's Rada Chemicals with $233 million in revenues.
The ICIS Top 100 Chemical Distributors list ran a bit over. How many companies were on the list?
Well, we had sales and product information from a total of 134 chemical distributors worldwide. We sought out as many companies as we could, but I'm sure there were plenty we missed. The global distribution landscape is an incredibly diverse and populous one, with numerous public but mostly privately held companies, so there was a tremendous amount of legwork involved.
We had support from a number of organizations for the ICIS Top 100 Chemical Distributors. Who should we thank?
We give a special thanks to the U.S.-based National Association of Chemical Distributors, the NACD, and its president, Chris John, for prompting us to take up this ambitious endeavor, as well as the European Association of the Chemical Distributors, FECC, and its new president, Edgar Nordman, and Brazil's Association of Chemical and Petrochemical Distributors, Associquim, and its president, Rubens Mendrano, for their support. For spotting the top European players, Switzerland-based chemical distribution consultancy District Consult and its lead partner Gunther Eberhard and founding partner Mark Furman provided their expertise. The ICIS Top 100 Chemical Distributors ranking is available for download at www.isis.com/top100distributors.
Thank you, Joe. And that's it for this edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. For even more behind-the-scenes details about the goings-on of the global chemical industry, pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business today. Thanks for listening, and good night.